Yael, astronomers have discovered seven planets roughly the size of Earth orbiting a dim red star called TRAPPIST-1, just 39 light-years away. What's exciting about this discovery is that three to six of the planets may be within the star's habitable zone. The habitable zone is the range of distances where temperatures are just right for liquid water on a planet's surface. These planets could be a lot like Earth.
Don, just because a planet might have liquid water, you shouldn't jump to the conclusion that it is anything like Earth.
What do you mean, Yael?
In 2018, a team of American astronomers published an analysis of the size and mass of the TRAPPIST-1 planets and argued that at least four of them have a density much lower than a rocky planet such as Earth. Although there are other ways of accounting for this low density, the researchers hypothesized that it could be explained if, instead of rock, as much as half of the mass of some of the planets were water.
So, these planets could be entirely covered with deep oceans?
Yes, and underneath that, a 1,000-mile layer of a special form of ice that forms at high pressures.
All that water would make these planets poor candidates to host an alien civilization, but what about simple forms of aquatic life?
The layer of ice, if it exists, might prevent substances necessary for life as we know it, such as carbon and phosphorus, from reaching the global ocean.
Drat. So it's possible for a planet to have too much water for life.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.